to Art If,
the podcast about art, life, and everything in between. Welcome back to Art If Minisode Edition. This is Minisode number 6. Make magic and absorb. Today, Yassi and I talk about the provocations issued by Ingrid and Terry Luna. Ingrid, inspired by Googly Eyes, challenged us to put a little magic into the world. Whether that's inspiring people to participate in the Ministry of Silly Walks or busting out your sidewalk chalk, put something out there that could brighten someone's day. Terry, on the other hand, asked us to use this time to be mindful of the things we absorb, to absorb intentionally, and to luxuriate in absorbing new kinds of information. In this minisode, Yassi and I discuss the surprising challenges we faced trying to put magic into the world, and the ways that mindfully absorbing the world around us can inspire us to make change.
I really struggled this week. I don't know. Part of it is probably because I spent 2 full days driving and traveling and I was packing.
That's
and
exhausting.
All of that.
Yeah.
It was exhausting and it takes up time and all of that. But then I think the other reason is I felt really unable to put joy into the world right now with all of the protests that are happening in it.
I mean, and I'm kind of, you'll see when I tell you what mine are, but I was similarly like, I didn't want to do something fun. Like, yeah. I didn't want to put googly eyes on a plant as much as I love that idea because it felt not serious enough.
Yeah, it felt superficial and it felt dismissive and it felt like I was ignoring what was going on in the world.
Yeah, and I think it's just hard because on one hand, I think that art and joy and all of those things sort of indirectly move our world to a better place. Mm-hmm. But when there's like a specific issue at hand, and I don't know if you watched the video. I mean, I don't even recommend it. It's so horrible and graphic and like, it's just hard. It haunts you. And it's like hard to think about anything else. And you know.
And the number of awful things that have been happening since then with the way the protesters are being treated and the way that like that medic station in Asheville was destroyed medics were attacked by the police. Like it's just overwhelming.
Right. And even like we have this one video that's terrible and we have many videos that are just awful. And like how many instances of this do we not have on video also, right? Or documented or even acknowledged. So it's a hard time to want to spread joy, but it's also in some ways what's needed, I would say. But I went with a more serious tack, and rather than spread joy or magic out in the world, well, I took magic in a different way. So power.
Ooh.
And I actually ordered a Black Lives Matter yard sign that I'm going to put up in my yard and like – make sure everyone who walks by my house understands how important all of this. So that's my way of spreading power and joy and magic in the world. And, you know, yeah, that's what I figured. And I ordered it. I started looking and they're actually quite hard to find. Like they're on Etsy. And I'm like, well, I don't know who makes these. Like I don't want to be. And so I ended up randomly finding one from my hometown in Tucson that's a union-owned collaborative print shop called The Glue Factory, and they donate all the proceeds to Standing Up for Justice. So I felt like it was also in addition to the donations I made, this was also a donation and a sign to the world that, you know, spreading the love.
I love that. So I was doing – I'm working on 2 things. They're not finished, but they're like sort of in progress. And so, and they're related to all of this as well. Yeah. So, down my street, somebody made some handwritten signs, with like websites and, quotes and things supporting Black Lives Matter. And so I was going to make like, I have, I think some watercolor paper, 'cause since I'm I'm here with Joel. I don't have like all my stuff, so I'm a little bit limited in what I like have around. But I'm gonna create little like hearts or like fists or whatever, and go staple them up next to that in like solidarity to sort of like support it and like contribute to this.
Awesome. I love it.
And then the other thing I was thinking, because I wanted this to be sort of about artwork too, is I was going to do more research on artists of color and find some artists of color to like be posting in my social media, in addition to the, like the resources and things like that, that I'm posting. I want to include like uplifting images that are, supporting the voices and the expression of people of color in this moment, and just like be really intentional about seeking those out and participating in that dialogue. So
is that your absorbing intentionally, or is that also your sharing?
Magic.
Okay.
That's my magic. the putting things out there is also really hard for me, because I don't put a lot out into the world, and that like, it kind of sounds weird now that I say that, but like, I am kind of an introvert, and I don't normally post anything on Facebook except my dog. And I don't even post him on my page. I only post him in the shelter group where we got him.
Aww,
that's
like
the only place that I participate.
And
much.
All over the Artif podcast.
Well, yeah, now that too, in the last 6 weeks.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was hard for me on both of those levels, because I don't put a lot out there. But the absorb one, like, I want to absorb all the things. Like, I was so distracted by all of these things I want to take in. And like, I was trying to listen to another podcast, and like every like third line, I was like, oh, and then I could do that, and then I could do that, and then I could do that.
Well, maybe because you already absorb. You already do absorb mindfully. I mean, I think as a part of our academic training, we are taught to sort of maybe absorb media and things a little bit more attentively. Just because that's what we do, you know?
That makes sense. Well, so I got obsessed with smells this week, right? And
awesome.
So I've been really like sniffing the air everywhere I go, and, like, just paying attention to the different kinds of smells that are around me, and I think kind of doing the research into this play I want to direct, and the kinds of scents that are used in funereal practices. I sort of counted that as intentional absorption of information, and then maybe I can like seek out those smells and see what they smell like, because scent is such a hard, it's so hard to recall.
Yes and no. I don't know. Some scents, I can close my eyes and really picture like certain people's smells and what they smell like. But a smell is one of, so I always do this acting exercise when I'm teaching acting, where we do sense, it's like based out of Uta Hagen, right? But it's sense memory.
Oh.
And so I take the class through imagining five things they see, five things they hear, five things they smell, five things they taste, five things they touch, like both good and bad. And I have the list, you know, and I'll make it specific. So like in Santa Barbara, it was always like, imagine smelling the UCSB lagoon on a stinky day. Do you remember what that smelled like?
Nope.
Oh, it was, I can, it's like partly gasoline, partly sewage, partly bird poop. Like,
I can smell all those things.
Okay.
But like, not as concretely as like I hear, or I can recall sounds and sights and feeling. I can recall feeling like really intensely.
But see, this is what the point of this is we're all different. And so like, I take everyone through the five, and then I'm like, what were your two strongest and what were your two weakest? And for me, smell and sight are my two strongest.
Fascinating.
And whereas for you, right.
It's
and for
touch,
me, touch is not strong.
Probably touch and sight.
Yeah. Nope. Not for me. And some people like sounds are really their strongest.
Yeah.
And for me, like smell is one of my strongest. So
cool. I'm jealous.
Well,
maybe
I don't
not.
Know, because sometimes bad smells, so you're like, oof.
Yeah.
So my absorption is also related to what joy and magic and power I put out is I've been really intentional about watching media by Black filmmakers and art, or about Black artists or that sort of thing. So you know, I feel lucky to have a pretty diverse background and to have like mm-hmm. grown up in an anti-racist household and all of that. But, you know, there just isn't a lot of Black media out there comparatively. Mm. And so you've got one has to seek it out. And that's what I've been doing. So I watched like the documentary about Nina Simone. I watched this movie called Cane River, which was made in 82 by Horace P. Jenkins. And it was like a predominantly Black cast all set in Louisiana and about like the different shades of like Creoles versus not Creole Blacks. And it was cheesy. I mean, it wasn't like a, you know, but it was interesting. It's like a Black independent film from 1982. And cool. It got lost and just remastered this year.
Oh,
I also saw some weird early short film featuring Louis Armstrong in like a caveman outfit playing the trumpet for like these dukes or something. And then the whole room filled with soap bubbles. And then he woke up. It was like the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. It was from the 30s, I think.
Cool.
It's called Rhapsody in Black and Blue. So
neat.
That's what I'm trying to do is like really focusing my intake and expanding my knowledge more than it already is.
I've been really intentional for the last several years about reading the kinds of things I've been reading. And I spent a lot of time really focused on female authors. And then earlier, I think at the start of the year, I shifted and I was looking for fantasy novels from around the world that weren't based in a UK analog. And so I read novels I'm specifically looking for authors from those regions, not like a colonial retrospective on a folk tale from the Arab Gulf or something. And so I read a fantasy series based in China, and I'm reading one right now that's in Israel, and I read some that were based in like Egypt, but they crossed over into other parts of the Arab world. So I have like a whole list of global fantasy novels that are they're actually hard to come by translated into English, but
I bet.
Yeah,
but that's very cool. That's awesome.
Cool. So magic and absorption.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ingrid and Terry, for those inspiring yet challenging provocations. Be sure to rate and review us wherever you're listening, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button to make sure you stay up to date on all of the latest episodes and provocations. And of course, be sure to share your provocation work with us by tagging us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at ArtIfPodcast, #ArtIfPodcast. We can't wait to see what you're making.
Art If Podcast is produced by
Hattie Cry
and Yasi Jahanmir.
Our theme music was composed by Muhammad Abdul Salam.
Follow us at Art If Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook to stay up to date on upcoming episodes and to join our vibrant community of artists.